Hall, Sister, St. Helena, California, December 6th, 1877. Dear Sister Hall, I received your very welcome letter this morning with several others, one from Sister Haskell and one from John Kellogg. I thought I would just write a few lines now and more anon. We have been riding to St. Helena, Sulphur Springs. There are some very grand residences here. This is Colorado over again, only modified and much softened. Brother Pratt, Father, and Brother Kay and myself have just been climbing the mountain to see the site for the Health Institute. It is a sightly place. Grand scenery everywhere, good facilities for water. But it would not be my choice for an institute. Howell Mountain is rearing itself above. There are thousands of acres of level land on the top of Howell Mountain. There the sick resort, especially consumptives. It is considered a very healthful location. I do wish you were here. I want you now as I never did before. It is so hard to feel you are all alone. This is exactly my feeling. You inquire in reference to Sister Clemens. I designed that a Chinese could help do the hardest work in one day, and she could do the rest, for she cannot have much taxing work when we are gone. But Lucinda, I want to consult you. We shall not come back to Oakland at present. The attitude of Mary and Sister has worried me and unfitted me for anything. I will not expose myself to any connection with them. We have found a beautiful retired place in Healdsburg, 15 acres of land for $1,400. We shall add 10 acres, which will be $20 an acre. We will have here Greenville and Colorado combined. I wish you could just run up and see it. There is a little poorhouse on the place with a good fireplace. We could live in this shanty till we build a good plain dwelling house. We shall, we think, settle this matter at once. The farm must be attended to at once, made ready for crops. This place is the most romantic, equal to Colorado, and some portions as subdued as Greenville. I see that Father is going to be considerable care if he has any unfavorable symptoms. He wants to do so much and makes such a mountain of it that he seems like an insane man. He must have physical exercise and not take it in riding all the time. Lucinda, he will find employment in building and attending to this place. He may forget himself in thus doing. This would be worth all the money paid for the place. I feel cut off completely from my relatives. The less I see them, the better for me. Well, Dr. M.G. Kellogg is waiting for me. I thought, would it not be best for Sister Clemens to come to this new home? You can get roomers, and you and Dell take care of your two selves, having all the privileges the house affords. I want an answer to this at once. You are the only one I can counsel with. We shall have workmen on our new house to board, and she can do the work for them. I think Brother Griffith will have the job of building. Ask him when he will be done with the job he is now engaged for. Write and tell me. Now, dear sister, I am in a strait. Something must be done for James more than has been done to help his mind. He is sometimes a great perplexity to me. If we do get this place, which I think we shall, we will want some things which can be spared from our Oakland home. One rocking chair, spring bed, two mattresses. Is Sister Clemens doing up these things? Have the comfortables quilted and have every piece of furniture that can be spared ready for me. There is a little cupboard in the garret, in the hole of the garret. Wherever it is, we want it. If Elder Loughborough has had a nice cupboard of mine, I want that. Those drawers with a cupboard, like in the garret, which Willie bought. I want my little bureau, lent to Emma, which is in Sister Clemens' room, and that bedstead in Sister Clemens' room. This must close. Answer immediately. Tell your mind.
We must be as economical of money as possible, for we must make an effort for my husband's health. We shall go to work on the place at once, putting in crop. Oh dear, I wish you were with me for a while. I am put quite to my wits' ends to know what to do. You must do the best you can in planning for me. Mother.